Shamaya, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing, Daniel?
I'm well. Glad to be here.
I'm Esther.
Baruch Hashem. Let's give it another minute before we start. Give other people a chance to come on. For those of you who are new or haven't gone through this before, you can do a local search on the Hashem website for the word O-M-E-R, Omer. And you'll find some, or you'll find a page with all of the dates of the Omer from the 16th of Nisan all the way through the 5th of Sivan. And tonight's handout is based on the evening of the 13th of April. We will start reading with the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimu Urchimu Bithilu Le'achka l'shem yud hei b'vav hei B'chuda shalim b'shem ko Yisrael Hine anachnu ba'em l'kayem mitzvat sefirat ha'omer V'asot nachat ruach li'otreinu v'lasot ratzon boreinu V'ayhinu am Adonai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kanane aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananehu. Now we're going to read some verses from various psalms. Adonai Yohe Wahe Yigbor Beadi Adonai Yohe Wahe Hazdecha Leolam Maase Yadecha El Teref Ikra Elohim El Yon La'el Gomer Alai Ve'avor Alayich Ve'arech Mat Boseset Bedamayich Ve'amar Lecha Bedamayich Chaye Ve'amar Lecha Bedamayich Chaye. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohim Yohe Wahe Elohe Gedalta Meod Hod Vehadar Levash Levashet O Teor Shalma Note Shemaim Kayir Aya Now for the blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yudhe Vavhe Yohe Wahe Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. The first letters of sefirat ha'omer have a gematria of 65, which is the same gematria as the name Adonai, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. shalosha yamim la omer. Today is day 3 of the Omer. Now for the inner light. Harachaman hu yachatzer avodat beit hamikdash lim koma vim hera biyamenu. And we should all say amen. Now we're going to read the Menorah Psalm, Psalm 67. We will stop at a word and we will stop at a letter. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu. Vivarkenu is a word that translates as bless us. It also has the meaning of bending our knees. What does it mean to you to bend your knees? Does it mean praying? Does it mean submitting to the yoke of heaven? What do you have to do to submit to the yoke of heaven? In what way do you need to change yourself? In what ways do you bless others? Increase the ways you bless others. How does this bring you and them closer to Hashem? Yachanenu. Yair panavitanu sela. Lada'at ba'aretz ba'darkecha b'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Yoducha mim Elohim, yoducha mim kulam. Isham. The letter Mem. The letter Mem is a mother letter which connects to loving kindness or chesed or water. In what way can you increase your connection to loving kindness? How can you share more while removing your expectation to receive something in return? Mechu v'ranenu leumim ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim ba'aretz tanhem sela.
Yoducha amim
Elohim, yoducha amim kulam. Eretz not naivu la'yivarkenu. Elohim Eloheinu, Yivarkenu Elohim, V'yiru Oto, Kol Afsei Aretz. We're now going to say the Ana B'Koach, which is 42 letters, 42 words, but it's actually 49 as we will eventually learn. Ana b'koach the letter Gimel. Meditate on the letter Gimel, which has a gematria of 3. The Gimel has the meaning of render or ripen. With different vowels, it means a camel. What is the nature of a camel? Within itself, it conserves water. Water has the consciousness of loving kindness. Use this gimel to grow the consciousness of loving kindness within yourself. Then use your increased loving kindness to share it with others. contemplate how you can accomplish this. Gedulat Yamincha Tatir Terura Aleph et Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yutafim Bahem Taharem Rahame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Etet Reish Tzaditaf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Birov Tucha Na'el Adatecha Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yadidya Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pe Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufal Sadi used tough. And the eight bolts we say in a whisper. Our next step is to recognize about the 42 stops in the desert. The third journey is actually from Sukkot to Etham, or Etam. And this journey is connected to the Gimel of the first verse. Etam is, in ancient Egyptian, means a seashore. Some identify Etam with the Egyptian Chita, which denotes a fortress. After early childhood, when we are completely dependent on parents for sustenance and protection, we begin to emerge from this fortress as we start to develop a sense of independence. This stage is comparable to a seashore, a boundary between exploring the new world around us and scurrying back for approval and guidance from our parents. At this phase in our lives, we are not yet quite thrown into the desert, yet we are at its edge as we become acquainted with an alien and insensitive world. In what way do you need to explore your limits and transition from the protection of your nature to going outside your comfort zone while maintaining a safer process and a protection shield like the child who has his parents to support him? We're now going to count the actual Sefirah, the third way of counting the Oma. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yidei Moshe, al decha lispor sefirata omer, kedei l'tacharenu miklipotenu umtumatenu kimo shacha atavta, betoratach usvartem lachem, Mimcharat ha-shabbat mi-yom ha-viyachem et omer tenufa sheva shabbatot temimot teyina mimacharat ha-shabbat ha-shevit ta-safru chamishim yom kidei shiti haita haru nafshot Amcha Yisrael mizohamatam uvechein yehi ratzon milfanecha Hashem Eloheinu, Elohei Avoteinu, Shebisut Sefirat, Aomer, Shesafarti Hayom Yitukan, Ma Shepagamti Besefirah. Tiferet Shebechesed. This is balance and beauty within loving kindness. After saying the above phrase, stop and meditate on what is the meaning of this phrase. Here are some attributes that will help you realize that this list is not complete. Tiferet means balance, beauty, splendor, magnificent, adornment. While chesed is loving kindness, and this whole week is that of loving kindness. V'yet taher, v'yet kadesh, b'kdusha shel ma'ala, amen, selah. The Sadiqim that you say, Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Brandwein, the teacher of Rabbi Berg, the famous Berg from the Dallas Center. Rabbi Brandwein's writings are very powerful if you've ever had a chance to read them. Most of them are between letters written between he and Rabbi Berg, where Rabbi Berg would ask and then Rabbi Brandwein would answer it, and it would go back and forth in times when travel was not easy and there were sometimes weeks between questions and answers. Rabbi Meir Halevi Abulafia, Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the grandson or granduncle from Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, living in Boston, and Rabbi Moshe Ellenson. And we also discuss the idea of the 55 prophets, 48 male and 7 female. And the prophet for this night is Yaakov Avinu.
Yaakov Avinu. Tiferet.
And the first verse where Yaakov Avinu is mentioned is in Bereshit chapter 21, verses 2 to 7. V'yachare ken yitza achav v'yado achatzat v'yakev asav v'yikra shemo Yaakov Vayitzach ben shishim shana boladat echat atam. And after that came forth his brother, and his hand had held on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bore them. The gematria of Tiferet Shebechesed has an external gematria of 1455, and this is 1,000 plus 455, and this becomes 456 when we convert 1,000, which is the word Aleph, to 1, which is the letter Aleph. 456 is the gematria of the word Hamavet, death. We thus see that the vaccine against death is Tiferet Shebechesed. All this week, contemplate the idea of what is the meaning of Chesed, and tonight and tomorrow, contemplate what is the meaning of Tiferet Shebechesed. And whenever we'll end our session with the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, it will say once again, didn't any excess energy. We'll say it in a whisper. But I will say it out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Moed. Does anyone have any questions? Have a beautiful evening. A beautiful Shabbat Shalom. A beautiful Shabbat Chol HaMoed. Class tomorrow night, only at 8:30. Its purpose is to count the Omer. Saturday night, we have a series of classes starting with Abdallah at 6 p.m. All times I'm mentioning are West Coast times. 6 p.m. is Havdalah, 7 p.m. is a Zohar class, and at 8:30, counting the Omer. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will continue to learn more about the Omer, the counting of the Omer, and the seventh day of Passover. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Hello.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom to all.